Speaking over the weekend to about 100 teachers in Chinoy at the provincial annual general meeting of ZIMTA, the Zimbabwe Teachers Association, ZIMTA, Johnson Maduku urged that educators break away to form a new council. Maduku, who is ZIMTA National Council member and the president of the National Association of Secondary Schools, urged a new council is needed because the current ethics council does not address the special needs of teachers. Maduku read a speech from ZIMTA President Tendai Chikore, saying the Apex Council has failed teachers in negotiating living salaries and the job conditions with the government.
We want the Teachers Professions Council, like what's done in the health sector. They registered there an independent entity. So that's why we see when civil servants are actually pushing in for salaries, those ones are alone because they are registered is under the Medical Councils Act. So we're seeing we, educators, after all, we are the largest, probably one of the largest civil servants.
Maduku is that the current standoff between the Apex Council and the government does not help teachers as they continue to struggle to make ends meet in these harsh economic conditions. Maduku says ZIMTA has lost confidence in the current Apex Council and that the negotiations will not yield the results that the teachers will support. ZIMTA says it will not back any work boycott, which some unions are calling for, saying teachers are a divided lot. Marshall and West Chairperson Godwin Zengeni urged his sub-members to report for work when schools open tomorrow.
And that's what comes out from the negotiation and from the mother body. But come Tuesday, as ZIMTA, as we stand today, we are to report for duty.
Maduku emphasizes this as well, saying industrial action ultimately helps students the most.
Without giving teachers sensible salaries, you get my words, you will see what's going to happen, especially in those centers like urban centers and so on. There's going to be a sense of nothing. People are not going to teach. Teachers will not teach. They will just go there, mark the register, movement register, then go away to make a bit of cash because they are saying the expenses to go to work, transport costs, this and that. They cannot be at school from morning till sunset.
Although incentives are devices, ZIMTA says they should remain in place to encourage teachers to go to work and to break off early. ZIMTA says incentives for teachers should stay until government can pay enough money for their upkeep. Since the formation of the inclusive government 3 years ago, teachers and other civil servants have been pushing for a salary review without much luck. The finance ministry maintains it cannot meet teachers' demands due to cash flow problems. In other ZIMTA news, the association took a stand against teachers who sexually abuse school girls, saying those teachers must be removed from the classroom and face legal consequences.
We are very sad about this because we are saying we are educators. Society entrusts children to us as teachers, and we are acting local parents. Any sane person should be empathetic.
Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Atta Chigoriwa.